Taggart! Come here. Detective Foley. I'm Lieutenant Bogomil of the Beverly Hills Police Department. Do you wish to file charges against Sergeant Taggart? Do you wish to file charges against this officer for assault? Well, in Beverly Hills, we go strictly by the book. Now, why didn't you inform us when you came to town? Well, if you're on vacation, what business did you have in Victor Maitland's office? You always take your gun on vacation? Well, if you want to carry a gun, I suggest you go back there.
True.
Was that so? I just got off the phone with an Inspector Todd in Detroit. Does that name ring a bell? He tells me you may not be very welcome back there. He says that you're an outstanding young detective. I find that very difficult to believe. He also says he nearly had to fire you for insubordination. I find that very easy to believe. Now, what are you doing in Beverly Hills? Inspector Todd gave me a message for you. Want to hear it? He says if you're out here investigating the Tandino murder, you needn't bother coming back. He tells me if we inform him you are working on this case, he'll have you brought up on charges and fired. Now, one last time, what are you doing?
I'm on
vacation! Vacation. Rosewood, take Mr. Foley over to the courthouse and let him arrange for bail. A banana in your tailpipe? How could you not notice a man sticking a banana in your tailpipe?
Well, he distracted us.
And how'd he do that? A late supper. And what did you have, Rosewood?
I think it was a shrimp salad sandwich, sir.
A shrimp salad sandwich?
Yes, sir.
I want you two to go back to the hotel and wait for Foley to show up. And if you lose him again, don't bother calling in. You got that? Taggart, would you mind explaining to me what you and Rosewood were doing in a strip bar out of our jurisdiction when you were still on duty?
Is this what really happened?
No, sir.
Would someone like to tell me what really happened? Detective Foley, we appreciate your assistance, but in the future, if you want to practice law enforcement, I would prefer you did it in Detroit.
I understand, sir. I'm sorry. But before I go, I just want you two to know something, all right? That the super cop story was working, okay? It was working, and you guys just messed it up, okay? I'm trying to figure you guys out, but I haven't yet. But it's cool. It's a fuck-up, perfectly good lie, and it's all right.
You guys are off the case. Foster, McCabe, your turn. Don't lose him.
Not a chance, sir.
And you two, in my office. Detective Foley, this is becoming very irritating. Why are you bothering Victor Maitland?
I had a friend named Michael Tandino that used to work for Victor Maitland. And Maitland had him killed. I can't prove that right now, but when I do, you'll be the first to know.
Forget what you can prove. Talk to me.
Okay, listen. Everybody knows that Victor Maitland is a hotshot art dealer, okay? But I did some poking around, and art's not the only thing that he deals. I went to his warehouse, and I saw some guys unloading a crate that was filled with German bearer bonds. Now, my friend Michael Tandino had bonds like this on him, coincidentally, when he was killed in Detroit.
Just because Maitland chooses to invest in the same kind of bonds your friend had doesn't necessarily mean he's a killer.
The man's not an investor, he's a smuggler, okay? Be it bonds or drugs or whatever, the crate that I saw didn't even pass through customs. Maitland is paying someone so his guys can get the shipments out of customs before they get inspected. So Maitland's guys get their hands on it, they take the drugs or the bonds out of the crate, and they send it back before customs even knows what's going on.
And you witnessed all this?
Everything except for the drugs. But I found coffee grounds all over the warehouse.
Coffee grounds?
You said something about that before. What does that mean?
Drugs are sometimes packed in coffee grounds. The scent throws off the dogs.
Very good, Lieutenant. Now what do we do?
Look, Detective Foley, I'm sorry. I'd really like to help you. If you'd found the drugs, that's one thing. But if your only evidence is coffee grounds, we don't have enough to get a search warrant.
Come on, guys. I know how we can get around
this. We don't get around search warrants in Beverly Hills. Taggart.
Yes, sir.
I want you to start checking this out. Start with the LAPD, the FBI, and the Customs Service.
Hey, wait a minute, Taggart. Look, Lieutenant, Maitland is much smarter than that. We go and start snooping around his place. He's going to close down and get his shipments from someplace else. It'd be a big waste of time.
Really? Is that what your extensive experience leads you to believe?